Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a lecturer and an author, and is vicar provincial of the Chicago province. His preaching is entitled, The Cost of Discipleship.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you wishing to construct a tower does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlooker should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build but did not have the resources to finish." For what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, it's quite clear that our gospel text today is about discipleship. Three times in the gospel, Jesus lays down some prescription and then says, he cannot be my disciple unless this, you cannot be my disciple. You cannot be my disciple. Three times. So it first tells us that although discipleship is a privilege, something to which we all aspire, and of those listening, we would all consider ourselves disciples, I assume. Yet, it indicates here that discipleship is not something we should too quickly grab at, because it emphasizes what we might call the cost of discipleship. I recall a great book by Dietrich Bonhoeffer by that name. Bonhoeffer was someone who laid down his life standing for Christian principles during the time of Nazi Germany, in which he talked about grace not being something that comes cheap, but comes at a cost. That there is no cheap grace. So likewise here, we need not take everything Jesus says absolutely literally. He's not suggesting that we hate our father and mother. He abundantly is aware in so many places of the commandments, honor your father and mother. But in the midst of this gospel text, it's about those who plan ahead. The one who, in a sense, is going to construct a tower, or a king going to war. And what it suggests is that, stop, think for a moment about what discipleship is, and whether you really want it, but more so to what you commit yourself, to what you've surrendered yourself, because although discipleship is a gift, the call to it, indeed a grace, it reminds us that there is no such thing, or rarely at least, a pain-free grace. The graces that are given to us also carry with them a certain cost. So what it costs me to be a disciple, what's asked of me, what the challenge is that comes my way, may not be the question of my possessions. It may not be the question of carrying a particular cross. It may not be family relationships. But all of those do enter into discipleship, because discipleship can affect our relationships, not only family, but friendships. It does carry with it implications as to the kind of life that we live, which cannot simply be, again, free of the cross without in any way some burden associated with it, and that my lifestyle has to change. Discipleship does mean a change of lifestyle. But what I would most want to say is that then, discipleship, as we understand it, as I see it in the text, is not something that we are. It's not as if I am a disciple of Jesus Christ, but something that we become. It is in the course of our saying yes to the Lord that we discover the meaning of what that yes implies. And so, yes, I've been a disciple for many years, but over the course of time, I become more and more aware of what it really means to turn my life over to Christ, to be a disciple. In that sense, I would say, with all of us who are called to discipleship, God sometimes asks of us in our lives a burden that is, humanly speaking, more than we can bear, a cross too heavy for us to carry. God often will ask of his disciples something of that sort, something that, humanly speaking, we cannot do or endure. And yet, at the same time, God will always give us the grace to carry the burden, to carry the cross. God might ask something of us that, humanly speaking, we cannot endure, but God will always give us the grace. And perhaps sometimes from a later perspective, looking back at the cross we carried, we may well be grateful for having been asked to carry it. Grateful partly because we have been invited as disciples of Christ to share in the sufferings of the body of Christ. And we are so aware that there are so many in Christ's body whose sufferings and crosses are far more than anything asked of me. Yes, discipleship is a privilege, but yes, we should stop and think for a moment, like the king going to war, what it all implies. And then, of course, be grateful, but realize it does not come pain-free. Discipleship comes at a cost.